Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the INMO is calling for the consistent overcrowding in hospitals to be treated as a national emergency. Donegal has the third highest percentage of pupils in classes of more than 30. A Donegal deputy is calling for the fossil fuel divestment bill to be fortified, and a record number of passengers flew from Donegal to Dublin last month. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. First news though, Simon Byrne, who resigned as head of the PSNI earlier today, will not appear before the UK's Northern Ireland Affairs Committee tomorrow to answer questions on the police services data breach. He had been scheduled to appear before them alongside Deputy Chief Constable Chris Todd, who will now appear alone in the session. It comes as members of the Northern Ireland Policing Board accepted Simon Byrne's resignation this afternoon at an emergency policing board meeting. Pressure had been building on the former chief constable following a number of high-profile data breaches and a court ruling which found two junior officers were unlawfully disciplined for an arrest made at a Troubles commemoration event. Chair of the Policing Board, Deirdre Toner, says arrangements are in place to appoint a successor.
We have officers and staff who have been enduring, faithful, loyal, hard-working. We should never forget that. And they are there for our community. They've been here for the long term, short term, and have been through many, many difficulties. As a board, we have a corporate responsibility to make sure there is accountability and oversight. We have scrutiny, and we have a responsibility to do that.
The INMO is calling for the consistent overcrowding in hospitals to be treated as a national emergency. 524 people are waiting on trolleys in hospitals today, 33 at Letterkenny University Hospital. Medical evidence shows that spending more than 6 hours on a trolley is detrimental to a patient's long-term health outcome, according to the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. Colin Porter from the INMO says in stark terms it increases mortality rates.
The more time somebody spends in a trolley after 6 hours, their mortality rate goes up by over 8%. So look, it is something that really needs to be looked at and addressed, because, you know, having one person on a trolley is too many patients on a trolley.
Donegal has the third highest percentage of pupils in classes of more than 30. Analysis by The Independent showed that last year children in rural areas were twice as likely to be in overcrowded classes at primary level. Over 11% of school children were in overcrowded classes in 2022. That figure was 16.5% in Donegal. INTO General Secretary John Boyle told today's 9 till noon show that the government needs to step in to control class sizes, particularly in rural areas.
But it's too little and too late. This government probably only has one more budget left on the 10th of October. And our demand this year, on behalf of all the children of Ireland and the parents, as well as the teachers, is that we get it down by 2 children. Now, the impact of that would be across the whole country. It would be, you know, significant, because it would help us get close to the European average. But I don't think it's any coincidence that areas like Donegal and Leitrim, where a lot of the new Irish and particularly the Ukrainian children have been settled over the last 12 months, that the class sizes there are particularly large at the moment. So it's a major, major concern at the start of a school year. And it means government are really going to have to step up the pace with class size reductions.
A Donegal deputy is calling for the fossil fuel divestment bill to be fortified. According to a report released by Action Aid Ireland, funds of €5.7 billion were registered in bonds and shares in climate-harming activities in January of this year. Deputy Thomas Pringle says the bill he introduced in 2016 now must turn its attention to the banks.
The intention was to stop investment in fossil fuel companies, but it seems now as well that there is investment in funds that go on to invest in fossil fuel companies, which basically is investment by another name, and that the bill unfortunately doesn't cover that, and I think the bill needs to be strengthened to ensure that those investments will take place as well.
it's so important to make steps forward to stop the burning of fossil fuels, because we can see the impacts becoming more prominent every day.
That's right. The impacts are there, and there for us all to feel as things go on. And what's very interesting as well, in the 6 or 7 years since the Fossil Fuels Investment Bill has been implemented, is actually a lot of focus has moved on to the banks and how the banks are actually funding fossil fuel developments. And I think that's the way that the investment or the bill should look now, is to cut off those investment funds, because it's clear that the banks aren't going to make this decision themselves.
A record number of passengers flew from Donegal to Dublin last month. There was a 13% increase in the number of people from Dublin travelling to Donegal compared to August 2022. Strong tourist demand is said to have driven the growth. Ian Locke, head of commercial at Emerald Airlines, which operates the regional route, says there is a large demand from passengers travelling for leisure purposes to and from the county. Meanwhile, Loganair has announced that it will extend its summer season flights between Donegal and Glasgow in 2024. The airline has confirmed that from April to October next year, flights will be operating Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays. Matthew Joyce has more.
Loganair has released its biggest ever summer schedule for services between Glasgow and Donegal in 2024. Running from April 5th to October, flights will operate 4 days a week and will see passenger numbers almost double, further boosting connectivity between the UK and the Northwest. The service will be operated by the ATR 42 aircraft and will run on Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays. Luke Lovegrove, Chief Commercial Officer of Loganair, says the expanded service will give more customers than ever the chance to travel to Donegal. Ailish Doherty, Managing Director of Donegal Airport, says passenger numbers in July and August this year confirmed a continuing demand for the route.
Government ministers have shown a lack of understanding of the housing crisis. Sinn Féin says reports out today about incentives for apartment building are tinkering. The party has called for a comprehensive plan to deliver thousands of affordable units to rent or buy. Housing spokesperson Owen O'Brien says the minister's recent comment about turning the corner doesn't make sense.
But they're turning so many corners, they're going round in circles, and that circle is a vicious cycle, which is seeing the housing crisis deepen, homelessness up, child homelessness up, house prices up, rents up. And a Minister for Housing who for 3 years now has missed his social affordable housing targets and continues to underspend his own capital budget. I don't see what corner they're turning.
A number of public consultations are ongoing this week for the draft County Donegal Development Plan 2024 to 2030, including area plans for Buncrana, Ballybofey, Stranorlar and Bundoran. The draft plan sets out an overall strategy for the proper planning and sustainable development of the county. Today, the public are invited to view the plan in the Old Courthouse in Lifford until 8 o'clock. Throughout the week, there will also be events in Letterkenny, Carndonagh and the Twin Towns. SDLP MPs have tabled an amendment to the budget bill which would mandate the UK government to engage with the Irish government on the terms of financial settlements. Lucy Peoples reports.
The Northern Ireland budget bill will be debated by MPs and Parliament today as the House of Commons returns from summer recess. It was first introduced by Chris Heaton-Harris in June because of the failure of the DUP to form an executive and agree a budget. The SDLP has consistently argued against a stealth return to direct rule in Northern Ireland and has said that the spirit of power sharing must be facilitated through enhanced cooperation between the British and Irish governments. The new clause tabled by SDLP MPs Colm Eastwood and Claire Hannah would place a duty on the Secretary of State, in the absence of a Northern Ireland executive, on normal governance provisions, to consult with the Irish government on the Northern Ireland budget.
Irish Rural Link is calling for a fundamental review of the school transport scheme, with the scrapping of the requirement to be at least 3.2 kilometres from the school one of its main demands. CEO Seamus Boland says while the scheme is creaking at the seam, it's not an excuse to do nothing. He says on today's 9 till noon show that better management of the scheme combined with real investment in infrastructure would ensure a scheme that meets the needs of pupils while also bringing about a real reduction in the number of cars on the roads.
I know we're getting calls of schools with the existing criteria are informing their children or the parents of their children that they can't supply buses. So it's in a chronic state at the moment. The first thing to say is if our anomaly that we're asking to be dropped, in some cases it certainly would mean more buses and more drivers, but also it doesn't mean it in all cases, because you do have situation where buses are passing by households with half empty buses, and so it's not necessarily a demand for greater buses. But let's get back to basics here. The whole school transport program, which comes up every year at this time of the year, and your program and many others, is the Cinderella of education. It is simply not resourced. There's no thinking going into it. And the reason we have lack of capacity, the reason we haven't the same number of buses, is because nobody actually thinks about completely reviewing it. And really, you know, it's not a good reason to do that. You can't do something good that's essential. It's not a good reason to say, well, actually, the system is so creaking, it's not able to deal with what it already has. We really need a complete review.
SIPCHI is returning to the Labour Court, meanwhile, to call for an immediate wage increase for childcare workers. The union claims a significant number of childcare staff are leaving their jobs, with a third looking for jobs outside of the profession. Dara O'Connor from SIPCHI says staff must be encouraged to stay in the sector.
When these pay talks are concluded, we want €2 an hour on top of what the rate is going to be. That would start bringing people to a kind of reasonable minimum of where they should be at, and, you know, and certainly address the staffing crisis, and for, you know, finally recognising and rewarding the educators on the ground.
Over 37,000 vehicles have been checked so far as part of National Slowdown Day. 127 drivers have been caught speeding. There's an increased focus on speeding this summer, with 23 more road deaths this year when compared with the same period in 2022. Of the notable detections, a motorist was caught driving at 77 kilometres per hour in a 60 kilometre per hour zone in Ballyshannon.
Gear your club up for the season with a great range of footballs and training equipment from names like O'Neill's, Murphy's, Precision and Mitre at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of sport on Highland Radio. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with horse racing. Dylan Brown McMonagall was back in the winner's enclosure in Roscommon this afternoon. The Donegal jockey was scheduled for 5 rides at the venue today at the course. And in his opening ride, which was in the 3:27 race, the Irish EBF Maiden Siren Series race, turned out to be an easy enough win for Dylan Brown McMonagall on board the 1-5 favourite, a Stromberg for trainer Joseph O'Brien, winning in the end by 7 lengths to comfortably take the victory. Since then, he's had 2 more rides, hasn't featured in the winner's enclosure since, but he's still got a couple of more to come this evening. In golf, Shane Lowry has been named in the European Ryder Cup team for this year's match against the United States and Italy. The Offaly native is one of 6 wildcards picked by captain Luke Donald for the event, which takes place in Rome between September 30th and October 2nd. County Down star Rory McIlroy is one of the automatic qualifiers, alongside John Rahm, Victor Hovland, Tyrrell Hatton, Matt Fitzpatrick and Robert McIntyre. The other wild cards are English pair Tommy Fleetwood and Justin Rose, Austria's Sepp Straka, Dane and Nikolai Hugo and Swede Ludvig Åberg. As for Lowry, he's delighted to get the call.
Incredibly proud, grateful, all of the above, very excited for Rome. You know, the last one hurt a little bit, and, you know, I'm excited for a home Ryder Cup. And, like I said, very grateful that Luke's given me the opportunity to go there and show what I can do again.
In Gaelic Games, details of the round 4 and final group games of the Michael Murphy Sports Donegal Senior Club Championship have been confirmed. All 8 games will start at the same time, 6:30 next Saturday evening, the 9th of September. The standout tie is, of course, the holders, Niamh Connell, taking on their neighbours, Glen Swilly. That will be our feature match on a Saturday evening in a championship special. We'll also have a number of reporters at the other grounds. The rest of the round 4 matches will be McCool's against Kilcar, St Noll's against Killybegs, Dunloe play Gweedore, Ardra take on Milford, St Michael's meet St Eunan's, Cloughaneely against Four Masters, and Éireann will play Glenfinn. There is, of course, more GA talk tonight on Highland on the DL debate presented by Brendan Devaney. His guests this evening, Brendan Kilcoyne and Gary McDade. That's live just after the 7 o'clock news and podcasted on our website as well. To rugby, Ireland hooker Ronan Keller has declared himself fit for the World Cup, which starts for Ireland against Romania in Bordeaux this coming Saturday. The Leinster player has overcome hamstring problems and is available for selection. The Metropolitan Police in London have confirmed that a 42-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of assault after Roy Keane was allegedly headbutted during yesterday's game between Arsenal and Manchester United at the Emirates Stadium. Social media showed Sky Sport pundits Keane and Micah Richards in an altercation with an individual. John Egan has been sent for a scan following his arrival in camp with the Republic of Ireland squad ahead of Thursday's European Championship qualifier against France in Paris. The Sheffield United defender went off in the second half of Saturday's Premier League game against Everton. Andrew Obamadeli has been called up to the squad as cover. In tennis, defending men's champion Carlos Alcaraz of Spain will bid for a place in the US Open men's singles quarterfinals this evening. He's up against Matteo Arnaldini of Italy, while in the women's singles, the third seed, Jessica Pegulu, takes on fellow American Madison Keys. And finally, in boxing, the trainer of Chris Eubank Jr. has been charged with possession of a firearm and ammunition after a gun was found in his luggage at Manchester Airport. Brian McIntyre was arrested as he prepared to travel back to the United States. McIntyre prepared Eubank Jr. for Saturday's fight against Liam Smith, which Eubank won. And that's your sport for the moment here on Highland. The DL debate, of course, is live after the 7 o'clock news later. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, HICWA has found two Donegal designated centres for adults with disabilities to be mostly compliant. Inspections were recently carried out at Sleeve Glass and Ballytrim House. Donna Marie Doherty reports.
During an unannounced inspection at Ballytrim House on June 21st, the centre was found to be fully compliant in all 15 areas. It was noted that residents' rights were actively promoted and they were encouraged to express their choices and preferences in terms of weekly menus, planned activities and in the decoration of the centre. Meanwhile, no non-compliances were found at Sleeve Glass during an announced inspection on June 1st. Some improvements were required in the areas of staffing, governance and management, fire precautions, medicines and pharmaceutical services, positive behavioural support and protection. Inspectors, however, found residents at the centre were supported to enjoy a good quality of life, they were active within their local communities and that staff and management were committed to the delivery of person-centred care.
Drug dealer John Gilligan has been handed a suspended prison sentence in a Spanish court on drug smuggling charges. Lawyers for the 71-year-old confirmed a plea bargain had been struck with prosecutors. He admitted to smuggling cannabis and powerful sleeping pills into Ireland and being the owner of a gun found in the back garden of his Costa Blanca home. He was handed a 22-month suspended sentence as part of the deal. Two men have been released on police bail after being arrested as part of an investigation into a poster which claimed to show details of serving officers in Northern Ireland. The notice appeared on a bus stop in Dungiven on Thursday. The police say the information was incorrect and one woman was wrongly linked to the force. The use of speed detection cameras on Irish roads is set to increase by 20%. This follows an agreement between Justice Minister Helen McEntee and Garda Commissioner Drew Harris to put an additional €1.2 million towards GoSafe cameras. It will mean an extra 1,500 hours per month of speed monitoring until the end of this year. Minister McEntee says enforcement and deterrence are key for increasing road safety, which will be aided by this measure. And finally, the warm weather is set to continue for the rest of the week, with daytime temperatures remaining in the mid-20s. Thundery showers are expected by Thursday, but the sunny days and muggy nights will continue. Joanna Donnelly, meteorologist with Met Éireann, says the hot nights can cause problems with for people with respiratory conditions.
Temperatures are going to go up overnight for the next few days, and that can leave people with respiratory conditions in trouble. So you need to take action during the day to protect yourself in your sleeping environment for overnight. The best thing to do is pull the curtains early in the day to stop the heat coming through.
Weather now, a warm and sunny evening with light winds. Tonight will be warm and humid with lowest temperatures of 14 to 16 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. Simon Byrne, who resigned as head of the PSNI earlier today, will not appear before the UK's Northern Ireland Affairs Committee tomorrow to answer questions on the police services data breach. He had been scheduled to appear before them alongside Deputy Chief Constable Chris Todd, who will now appear alone in the session. Donegal has the third highest percentage of pupils in classes of more than 30. Analysis by The Independent showed last year children in rural areas were twice as likely to be in overcrowded classes at primary level. A Donegal deputy is calling for the fossil fuel divestment bill to be fortified. According to a report released by Action Aid Ireland, funds of €5.7 billion were registered in bonds and shares in climate-harming activities in January of this year. And a record number of passengers flew from Donegal to Dublin last month. There was a 13% increase in the number of people from Dublin travelling to Donegal compared to August 2022. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices this Monday evening, September 4th. The death has taken place of Patrick McLaughlin, 26 Fernhill, Letterkenny, and Skelpie Castle Finn. Remains will repose at his mother-in-law, Tulip McCrory's residence, Skelpie Castle Finn, from 6 p.m. this evening. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 11:30 a.m. Going to St. Columba's Church, Donnyloop, for 12 noon Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the St. Vincent de Paul Castle Finn, care of Kennedy's funeral directors, Castle Finn. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Liam Duffy, 14 Mourne Avenue, Strabane, reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home on Wednesday morning at 9:25 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Hughie Galbraith, Porthall, Lifford. His remains are reposing at the home of his sister Maureen Colquhoun, 314 Connieborough Road, Lifford. Funeral service at his sister's home tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m, followed by burial in the family plot in Ballylennon Presbyterian Churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Ballylennon Presbyterian Church, care of any family member or Terence McClintock Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Sarah Teresa Anthony, Glebe Ballyara Melton, Ní Fríal, Duamore, Fanad. Remains are reposing at her home in Ballyar. Removal from there tomorrow evening at 6:30 p.m. Going to St. Mary's Church, Fanavolte, arriving at 7:30 p.m. to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. Burial afterwards in Fanavolte Cemetery, house private to family and friends. The death has occurred of Kathleen McNicholas, Ní Gallagher, 2 Ashley Park, Remelton Road, Letterkenny, reposing at her late home with rosary at 9 p.m. Funeral from there tomorrow, going to the Church of Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, Letterkenny, for 1 p.m. Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on YouTube. Burial afterwards in the family plot in Conwalt Cemetery. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if wished, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of David Campbell Rankin, Tour Muff. Funeral service in Greenbank Presbyterian Church tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 p.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining burying ground. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if wished, to Greenbank Presbyterian Church, care of Mrs. Sylvia Conn, Windy Hill. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.